We only in the last simon of Boss Bachalal, simon Tag Zayin, the sugya of having a flesh kapas, or mach kapas. There's a long very station over here. We get the sugya of Reichel, simon kokas, we sit over there. So we focus now on Sif Aleph. Because the sugya is two places, one of the Sokhim Daf Laban brings down, who to know the talk by Tichai, Ismir Shuma Tab the Tanner, says Ravo, this the milcha lifted e pass, a human milcha la'ilam. Even to eat it with salt, mice is always also over here. Why? It says, more demo also lifted with kutcha. It might happen to eat it with kutach. Rashi explains the fact that they ate it with melech was that was a derech, otherwise, lav dafko. And there, the halacha is to make fleshy bread is also, because you might eat it with milchik. Okay, the second one, more psachim daf lamavo, brings down the tanya braiso. In lush is the Easter b'cholo, the person cannot knead his dough with milk. And if he does, kola pasa suro, what may hergla vero? Why can the derech be passed with other medications of fleshik? What is the eitzah? So, vinak ain't tura shari, to a kids of ain't tura. So, we have one gemara that says to make fleshy bread is also, and the gemara to make milky bread is also, the gemara of Mansiya, that's how I'll bring down the both sigis together, to make fleshy bread, the milky bread, and the mice is also. Therefore, the machabo we start off very simple, loch and simitak zain, ain't loshim, the person cannot need. The case over here, oh, look. Milk of bread, milk into a milk of dough over here. No, same thing over here if he does it. The mice is also. And also, if I can, cannot make fleshy bread. Now, first, the idea here, the Gemara speaks that I cannot make the dough, and therefore the pass is also. It's like, interesting, it's not over the case of the dough, and it's over the case of the pass. Can you make milk of a dough, save it, and then use it later on? So, there really are two cases over here. One is where a person had milk of dough by mistake. You plan to have a parvor, okay, milchik. So in another case, you did make one milchik, because you want to make pizza out of it. Two different cases over here. So the Zerzav appears from the Isra at Aruch. He points out the fact that Gemara says, pass a suro. Do not say the words that the kneading itself might is also. If you want to time this, since you have a eitzo, a takono, to make it a shinet suro, or kein suro, a small amount, therefore Chazal did not answer the dough in and of itself, since you have an eitzo over here. You have an eitzel. That's aleph. Second, again, says Yehuda, second thing is, even do lechatchila is mutter, but that's if you can't come to make any case, it's mutter. That means, let's say you want to make pizza, please be mutter, we'll see why. So therefore, you want to put the dough inside, milk inside the dough, and make the pasta and store in the freezer, the one time in the mice, it's mutter. That means it comes out two things. Number one, it's not also made the dough for whatever reason. Second, even if it's mutter, if you plan to make it away, there'll be mutter. Which does come out tomorrow, there are certain pizza stores that make milk like a dough, which is not a problem, and they sell it to the tzibur. They made a special dough, and they sell it. And I'm not getting clear when it goes to the pizza stores what the heter is to go sell it. The person buying it might say it wasn't made, they can do whatever they want with it. You can tell the person milk like, there's no, right now, there's no shino here. The Gemara says cannot make milk like a dough. The Gemara says you can't do that. The is on the pass. The go sell is not clear where the heter is coming from. He shloted. Ain't washing. Said not make milk and dough over here. Again, the stores themselves are making milk and dough to make it things that mutter like get donuts that mice is mutter. They're not doing it to make donuts, to go sell it. Another person? Hope that it wasn't built when your kavana was. The people use it a lot of time for pizza dough. That's how I found out. I asked the guy who gave me these bread things. He said, yeah, it tastes regular. The guy from the pizza store. I said, well, regular has milk inside. And he went to the Badat store, which I went over to the Badat guy. He said, I know, I sold it. Badat's Badat's Kachom. I don't know. I was following the thing. Let me do. They can do whatever they want with it. People buy it. But as much as they get to this over here. First, what happens if the case of reason only is to on? For example, let's say you make it out of oil that's from a Shuman Avaz. Schmaltz. The Tazimir starts off the case of here when a person took him a ducho, he smacked the spice over here with Shuman Avaz. Or a similar case, let's say you want to make a Mechel. Mechel is the case. Drabon, we know. So speaks out of the Taz, that's his example. He wants to say it's also over here. Watch me also. Some people call my eyes Ka'in Gzele Gzero. He says, because Kor Lito is Alechem Yichel Adam. Therefore, since the Derech it passed one with another, therefore, we're not Mechel whether the din of the past is a din of the Bosser is Fleishik, Mitzad Dereiso, or the Bosser is Fleishik, Mitzad Drabon, in the case of chicken. Same thing again to the Milk over here. Now, if so, it's a question, how do we eat pizza? Whether it had the milk inside the dough or the cheese on top of the dough, how can you eat pizza? So So Rashi in Shuva writes in Siman Tov already that the whole Yisroel is a chashash to eat it with the other min. Makes it parable. First, not know there's milk inside, not know there's shuman inside. Eat it with other min. Rashi case, let's say you have passed the bosser on top, you see it. It's the heck of getting two, but even better. Ain't the heck of good only there. I see the pasta. I see the pasta over here. Sending it and get the pizza, you see the cheese. The fact that you see the cheese on top of it, and sometimes even if it's baked on top of another, you see sticking out of here, you know what this thing over here is. Devil mice, since it's nickel mice, it's mutter. Devil says Ravio, says Ben Yerucham, the case of pashtido or palatin. Let's put down by them all. What is that? One is when there's pasta inside, one is when you have kvina inside. The reason why they think it's mutter, because it comes out, it's nicker. Everyone sees it over here. And therefore, look at the Dr. Moshe, the way he explains what he writes in the Rambam over here, he says, Koshkin, Pashido, in the case of Pilat is mutter, what's the Koshkin over here? He says, Dr. Moshe, because it's nicker. Nicker, and the heck, God, we said, there were things that are nicker, there's no isser. Therefore, again, it's very simple, the isser is when there's a chash. There is no chash, I see the boss, I see the gvinna, the mice, it's mutter.
Before you put the gvinna, so now it's.
Okay. Now, we could, let's say in a case where the derech is, let's say, not to have flesh chicks. Can you make real such a pass? For example, for 9 days. You can't have flesh chicks over here. So, coming with my shaman chew and his cousins, can you make now look like a pass? So, first of all, besides this, the fact of what Mitzvah is thinking of like plug, he says, you can't have milk flesh chicks on 9 days. When? See him, a bris, Shabbos, and all that. Even say after the 9 days. You know, the question is not to mechalik, whether this man is not to have. The case of your fleshiks. They do discuss, what about a person vegetarian? That he'll never touch something over here that's fleshiks, and the whole entire world. Their point is not that it didn't say on you per se, it's on the tzibur per se, therefore, because I will not have things there over here, and therefore, even he cannot have a case of milk and bread over here. To understand the parameters of the shalacha, go through different questions and build from that. First question is this halacha of having milk and bread as also is a knas, or is it a gzeiro? What is this Isser Shabbai? That means we know in the Gate of Sigur Knas, Simitzak Tess Sefei, by a case of Eim of Vatul Isla Hachilo, Kemal Chazal says, Gut Amazin is Osir, Rashug against Mutter. So what's the case if you have a person, Lilith Sigur today, past couple days, and says, OMG, in my refrigerator, I made milk like a pass, I just found out it's Osir. Or is the case I didn't know about the local? Do I have to throw out my Chal inside my refrigerator? Do I have to even cash my oven maybe? Now, what's the halacha in this case over here? Do we have to come up to be machmer beside the sugya of zigzayro? Not just shaggy, no case of knas over here. So the Peskachuv over here has to call Beis, Bizana, Pim Gonim. He discusses this question both sides over here. He ends with the Pim Gonim, Steven Tapoiski, the machmer, even shaggy is also. It's an issue, Shabbai, it's not a knas. The zigzayro, it's not a knas. Now, basically, if you look up the Pim Gonim, he ends with the words of its Tzarechim. The Peskachuv brings it down without the last two words of its Tzarechim. The way I've heard over in Paiskim, or the violent same thing, it could be in this case, that the fact that Pim Gonim ends up Tzarechin, the reason is why, because he had no right bureau, which has another Shabbai, he said over Tzarechin. Pim Gonim Tzarechin is more choshev in the Paiskim's eyes than certain other Paiskim's Bavadai, the Duk, 100% earlier. Pim Gonim says something, no right bureau, he said it, that's called Tarek Kula. Other Paiskim are very stark, but we'll think about what they say over here. The Pim Gonim, that's it, right, Tzarechin. Just Kachum and Mice left it out. Some people walked away also. Now, the Pesach Mice being now, this idea again is inside the Sugya of Gezeiro, inside Isser Shabbai, and therefore, taking it even a step further, what about the case of an Oinus? I mean, for example, a person, he makes his bread over here, and milk, the dough over here, and milk spilled in, Malkum Shagar spilled on top of it. It's not one to happen that way. Not he did Pedas. So, the Pashas, so come on, again, the people going, what happened to Kachum? Once it's zero, no chilek. It's a knas. You can make a chilek over here. In the case over here, when it's spilled inside, it's zero. The mice still should be also. They point down the foot, that's the pashas to be gramo. The most is over here, a person should not cook any pas next to paladino pashtito in the tanner. Why the chayshin shema will flow out the shuma to the pas as of taktov. Therefore, it says gramo, what's a locha kill nilsh imoy? Kneel together with it. So the pas, the case of the gramo, is a case you did not plan to happen, didn't want to happen, and might happen. We have a chok over here. That means whether you did it with kavana without knowing the locha, whether you did it without kavana knowing the locha, but have an accident, still there's a gzeir over here. Again, the imipino wants to argue the people and say, no, the Ramos case is different. You're a pshir. You put it there. It happens that way. That's a tendency. It's your fault. Something spilled by ignorance, by accident, should not be that way. My supposed can go over like the people And this halacha is not a knas, it's a gzera, a chokah. Therefore, come on the halacha, when you happen to be milk or bread, case my sits also. So one rule here, again, the halacha is not a knas, it's a gzera and iser. A second question. Let's say this min that you're eating over here, this cake over here, or this bread you're challah eating over here, is not the derech to eat it with the other min. That means you may something milchix, but not derech to eat with leishix. What's the halacha in that case? Since you said of the chumra, Gemara says with the hergel vero, the derech is not to eat it with the other min. Maybe you ever had it over here. So come up with this with a tshuva again. The Mishnah Marit, the Chalbeis, and Yuchas. Look up the Marit. He has numerous kolam and gedorim negeret asugi over here, which all that to bring down. He said negeret to making cake over here. He says to make cake that's fleishix, who eats cake with vino, who eats it with milchix. And therefore it says in Marit, nice halach is a person of Vat that can make fleishy cake. There is no problem over here. Vat is mutter, because there's no hergel vera. Has to be the derech to eat it with other men. We're done baking by the paiskim. We got to. The pichodosh, alachem yehudo, beis lachem yehudo, alachem afonim, choch mozodim, alim so beskachuva, alachem being down. That's roi rachrenim. Now, there are 2 points over here. First, for those who taino, it's very good not to have to eat with other men. But we know the halach is, Mechava says, Sim Paytas, you have to wait 6 hours. The Mo says, you need Medina Siliko Berech. Fine, Rechatoyo, or the Minig, is to wait 6 hours. For dessert, Derech is not to have coffee. Dessert, Derech is not to have something that's milk and vino. So Bishlam, you could tell me, Echlam is not eating together. That's true. But at the end of the meal, why don't we say we also still have the same Achok over here? How in the world can you make cake over the Tzlashik? At the end of the meal, you might have vino. At the end of the meal, you might have a coffee over here. Therefore, the Yad Yehuda argues on this. There's a question of Yashu, said the same thing. What happened within 6 hours? Then, if you want time at the end of the day, even for Bnei Ashkenaz, Yad Yehuda's also, even though we don't hold for 6 hours, Yashu says, and then we hold for 6 hours, means that Minig, Atish, Mitoy, Simechel, that's our Hogel, Vibbiz, we have Rechatoro. Every time the person cannot make the Maritz case of fleshy bread, why? Because you might eat it afterwards in case of Melchix. So as far as I see, the Muslim did not go this way. It's a stretch of the Archok and the Gzer over here. I mean, as far as you see, the Piskashu being done, Marit over here, the Archok is the deck to eat meat together, Hergel of one with another, together, not with Zeh Chazeh. That's one thing how the Piskashu did not seem to feel like the Yehuda. It seemed to go that Maestro, do you have a Heter and cake? However, the second thing they point out, you have to be practical. In those days, it sounds like they did not eat cake with Gvino. Today, the point of the Bada Shulchan, by carrot, you make pleasure cake, you have coffee. That's the derech. This morning, wife was around. My daughter woke up late. She made me breakfast every single day last week. Not today. So I have a coffee and cake. That's what I did this morning. And the cake was powerful. So that's the mitzvah over here. Then he points out, this manzav hakar, to make milchaka cake for his mutter. Now, you could tell me it's true that certain times, you know, they serve these things by these fancy chastas, these muffins over here, together with the meat. So first of all, the muffins they serve are not like the cake they have usually. They're very different. But if you have certain muffins that look the same thing you serve in a chasmo, that look like the ones that you have also with your coffee, it might be a problem if it's fleshix or milchix. When general cake, with manazah has, we switch around the metziah, so you have to be practical. Marit says aloha, they can make fleshix cake. But again, with manazah, we can make milchix cake. We cannot make fleshix cake. What? They have these muffin carrot things on the side, just so that by the girl's side, maybe, I don't know, but they have these carrot stuff, right? Muffins.
Even though there's coffee.
No, so, well, I know. But since it can be, it's direct to eat it with fleshy, so it's the problem. The carrot muffin things that some they serve, let's say on the woman's side. But I once walked into someone's house at Pesach, and they gave me a piece of cake, it's very nice of them, so I can't have a coffee, and like, no, it's fleshy cake. I said, my high. I said, because we don't buy oil from the stores of Pesach. The oils we have is the schmaltz from the chicken, the mice of kosher, and therefore our cake is fleishix. So I assume either it's tzir miyuchel, but there was a case of matzah, like a whole tray over there. So yesh lo b'luchor, if it's not the tzir miyuchel, you'll have a baya b'luchor of having fleishix cake, because the derech is not the case of milchix. But the third shadow here is, the gate is to give not by not. I mean, let's say a person bakes lechem, bread or challah instead of pan that's fleishix. That means when it's inside the pan is fleishix, well not. Now the pan went to the bread is the second nut. Not by not. What's the look of not by not negate to your challah? So first, let's go back to the case of base. What's the look of negate not by not? The Mechaba says the look is mutter b'chachil. The Mar says, "We're machmir chachilo, we're mekel b'di'evet." How we know the shita of Rashi for the Rivon? The Ma'aseh is also even b'di'evet. So let's first start with Rashi shita. According to Rashi, what's halacha with napanat? It speaks of Tosfos by often Chul Kufi Beis, the Tosfos that we learned by now. Also, the Tosfos talking about Lamed. He says, "What is the side of Shabbat the Sugar to say a person cannot shmir on the oven, shuma, and then make bread inside of it?" Said Bishleimo, according to Rashi, "B'shem the Rivon is very good. It's a napanat. The challah is also." So those who are machmir bishul by napanat, echnami the challah is also. Those who are mekel hagdol on the sugya, those who say that the case of olu is lav dafka, means Rashi holds olu is dafka, it's very good. Don't know olu lav dafka, the Ran and Shari showed him, so why is it also having a challah inside the oven? Why? So Tosfos, because ovens are cannot clean up very well over here, and therefore we know the shamunis. That means Tosfos is saying very clearly, and the Shita says olu is dafka, that we're chosh for the chachilah, napanat, lamai says also. The challah mai says also by itself. Mai says challah is also by itself. If so, let's go. Now, halacha. We have challah, it's not by not. According to Mechabit, mutar l'chila, no problem. According to Amor, we'll only make a little bit of it. We have l'chad chila. So it speaks out the pitoyer, the pim godom, the peschetura being done at Pnei Aryeh. Mai says, to take the archoka of the gezeru on the situation, make a little bit of it, we're not going to do. Not going to do. That means at the end of the day, we're masking it's mutar b'di evet. Therefore, this gezeru over here, this archoka would not be machmer, and therefore, according to the main Ashkenaz, well, mai says, can be make. Let's say you want to go like the Yom Shu Shleimo, the Shach brings down the Gita Tzli, which wants to say Tzli to be Machmai Tzli and Napanat, even Bezman Azef and the Ashkenaz. Then the newest person went this way. What does the Tzli mean? There means no water. That means we make Challah inside this pan over here. That's it's a case of Afiyah. Afiyah is a case of Tzli. Same thing, Hanu Aksa Zemon Kufay. So, according to Yom Shu Shleimo, the Shach that you're Machmai for, maybe in this case, according to Yom Shu Shleimo, you'll be Machmai, you cannot make Challah in the case of Napanat. So the Kamalim Pretorian says, even in the court of Marshal, the Maisi can be Mikol there. The point that arrived in the Chavadas, he's Mikol there, not by not. The Kamalim is Machmut Tadakei with a Sugya of sleep. He goes like the Shach over there. What could be the Svar Wat? He makes it even called the Yom Shleimo. Because at the end of the day, Yom Shleimo knows Machlokes among the Shleimim. This is a Gzeira Chokah of Drabonon. He Machmut so far, maybe he didn't take it that way that far. So at the end of the day, in the Gate not by not, he says, depends what sheet you're in. But even in the Shakshid, there should be Machma, the Yom Shleimo, Maisa, the Chavadas, and the Pitoy says, Medina, we're going to be making for our Shito. Well, I cannot take it that far. Hakam, they do bring down the Zer Moshe, and the Sardis Moshe wants to be Machma. He's Machma even after 24 hours. And Adam, the Yom Shafi, what he says over there, but the Ikhil Maisa, the Pesachman, that Mekel, by Sigim, not by not. This will take it down a step further. Kibi Gurim, and not by not. That means a person heat up water, let's say, inside his milk, a kapat. I put it inside his bread. Can go do that. So the Dvar Moshe and the Chavut Niel afterwards and brought down with Akat Shuvah and Chesitzchah the Maisa and Machmer. And that Benat was done already in the Maisa of Mekel. We're not going to ask the bread. But to go do that, to make it that way, the Chachil Maisa is the problem. Don't be garmel the Chachilah. That means don't make your bread in the pan. That's the case of that Benat. It's done already in the Maisa of Mekel. Chum is a dafka case of Ben Yom and Ben Yom and Ben Yom. In the case of Benjamin, don't do that. If so, if you think about it for a second, somebody asked me a shayla. He said, "Much Shabbos, he came over to me and he said he made challahs in the flesh oven." So he ate it on Shabbos, and on Shabbos he said, "Now, can you eat it with toast? Put cheese on top of it and make a toast." So I told him, "Monashach, if you want to say your challahs are flesh, you can put cheese on top. I had to eat it on Shabbos. Flesh bread." Otherwise, you tell me it's not flesh bread. So I can put cheese on top. I mean, what was your shayla? You tell me you made it in the oven. I bread it's flesh. I made a flesh oven. So you can have it. Other man tell me no. There's no zayah. It's yavish. No problem. So then have more Shabbos. You're like in between.
Oh, so,
no. So
cheese is
made of right. So even put cheese on top of it then. No, it's done already. It's made already. Man, getting made challahs. He made challahs. One more Shabbos ago. Put cheese on top. No, but then if he can't put cheese on top, then he's not allowed to. Look what it could be. So, yes, two different questions here. First of all, the study that everyone's asking, the Shulchan Aruch over here, the Mechaber says, on Shabbos, Maisi have a heter. The one mitzvah is sugyo, ma'at mitzvah is sugyo, shina tzura. The Chorah is the challahs on Shabbos, you have a heter. I think with Manazer, we don't have either heter. The fact that you make ma'at, at least in my house, and most people's house, as far as I see, the challah is left over all the time. all the time. Yes, certain houses they finish on Shabbos, they might have a hetem at, but slowly, I don't think we have a hetem at as much as that. Besides the Shina the Tzuro, I don't think we have a either. Either one. So the hetem of Shabbos doesn't apply. The way how to make challahs, if you ask me how to make challahs, I think the better, correct way to make it is make challahs in the oven that's 80 minutes away. Why? Because then you have a hetem 80 minutes of maybe not, but not. The Zayna ovens, maybe there is no Zayah. Again, the case over here, it's Yavish, maybe burnt out. And the Shmir Shabbos says, can make all the cases in the Yomai. Now, those say even B'nai Yom is more. Look at my fourth cipher, he says, can make challahs miyad after make meat. Fine, if you ask me, I think it's a better hope like the Shmir Shabbos says, he wants to answer it. To wait 24 hours. You have more of a tzirif over here. Fine, so I think that's the Tzad Sugim Nach B'nat. Now, you could, when you learn Sugim Nach B'nat, we have a question over here of what's the case of the Pashtido and the Palatin. It says it's Zov Tachtov. What does it mean Zov Tachtov? So you read that claim with Machlokes Pshat and what the Amor exactly means. The Taz and Shach, they come from the Bach. The one time the Zov Tachtov means over the case of they want to argue or explain Pshat and Amor, does not mean in Mamish it came out the Shuman from the Pashtido, went underneath over here your bread. It means it came out, it stayed on your oven, it went inside the oven, went through the walls of the oven, and then went to your Chalo. I mean, you have a Chalo over here, a Pashtido over here, didn't flow straight. It went out, stopped, it went inside the walls. I said a shiny, crazy, the noise shows Yaakov, it's made one time for carrot, you said over here means nothing when it oozed out and it hit one to another. The oils and the fats that came out from Pashtido Pilat and when it hit the Chal over here. One way to send the state of Machlekes, what's going on over here, well, who cares where it came out and where it hit over here? Come with Piskachu over here and Sivkot, hey, he sends you back, he wrote in Simon Tzadikei, Sivkot and Aleph, and he sends you over there, back to where it's over here. The question, what's the lacha not by not with Shas Bishel? I mean, right now, the two things happening at the same time. Do you say the Seisha boy, when it comes out of the Pashtido, then goes inside the Taner, goes to the walls of the Taner, goes to the Chalav, is that called a case of not by not? They went into the Taner, it's one out of time to the Chalav, not by not. They put the other, might say, make it not by not. They have the Hamash, not be a problem. Or do you say, no, it happened with Shas Bishel, and they have all to know one not, and if there is a problem. That means the Seder Machlokes sounds to me, because Kashuva says, well, the idea over here is, if you look at Shas Bishel being one knot to two knots, if it's one knot, then Loch is Echonami if it went through the walls. If it's two knots, then the Kinto of the Ramah is where it was down and hit the Chalavir straight. So finally, we went through three things. First is the Knas, the Gezeri, passing Gezeri. Number two is, we go like where the Loch is, when it's not directly with the other Min Lamaisa or Mekel. Number three, not by not Lamaisa, where Mekel. Number four, one of the main challenges is this chum over here of pass, back by pass? What about other machalim? We've seen the same halacha that this machal is after even two things over here, you mach with other things. So everyone starts with the Taz over here, discussing a case where a person, he crushed a shum together with Rakshul Shama Avaz into his matuch over here, and now he says, don't do it again, other colleagues, because the colleagues are there to eat with the other men, and therefore he says, even to eat the shum that comes down the second time with Boser, the Mises ulcer. That means the Taz came along and says that loud after the loch in the gear to pass, see in the gear to spices, other machalim over here. The Rechaim Kodesh says the Taz is correct, but it's left me Huda, Yad Huda, they bring down the Taz is correct. And that time you look over force, it seems to be Choshe, but also loud after the gear to the Sigur, a pass the gear to everything. Maybe think about it for a second. A person, let's say, he wants to make spaghetti in the situation of a Sid that's Ben Yayim on a Cholvi. He wants to eat spaghetti, Kashi, no problem. But they have meatballs also on spaghetti. So the question over here is, can you go do it? El Mai, you tell me it's not by not. But can you do lechatchila? The person going to Taz makes spaghetti in his pot. Take another case. Can you make mashed potatoes with butter in a milk pot and eat it? Because mashed potatoes, you put meatballs on top, or other things on top. Or can you make mashed potatoes powdered with onions inside? That's one line over here. One of the times it sounds like there's a problem to make either spaghetti with lechatchila, mashed potatoes with butter over here, even though you do not provide it with flesh. Because darkness, people eat mashed potatoes with meatballs over here. I've said a shame they point out in the Sugya in the Ramban, the first Ramban in Daf Samuvov in the Wazara. He says, he has a question. Dagmush olu b'karo, what's a locha machlokes you can eat with kutach or not? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We pass my says mutter. The man almost says ulcer. The locha is he cannot eat with kutach. We can't eat with Boser. How can you eat with Boser? The dog of Shaul Bekara is also eating with Kutach. You can eat with Milchix. It's hacking it by itself. And the Maya says, Ramban, you know what? Because Dafka by Pass, you have a Kshash Hagel of Ayo. because you welcome to eat pas, a lot of it was other minim over here. So Rabban already points out the chumah is miyuchin the sugya pas. The Yom Shlomo this way, they point out the shach over here, and they give the sugya paladin, and discuss over a give and take over here. He ends off that the gilus is to eat pas the kumina macholma. Lifas karva double oichle gamkim macholov. This is the staple of life, and it sounds like he's saying that dim yuchin and pas. And therefore, we came across this Indian over here, whether in some peches, we have a look at having them on the same table. The shakt is kosher, but lechem of iser, we have a special alchokah. Why a lechem yichon, the staple of life? The sim pay test by shura pas and sif dalet. We discuss shura pas about shura chumas, about shura salad, and the same chumab ikhna pas can say. No, the mean of the lechem by pas to be machmer. I in the table of everything over here, because pas is the dakti with two minimum over here. The sim and tzadik aleph, we have the lechem of Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Yish Lazar, pass and not touch Gvino. Yish Lazar, pass and not touch Basar. And if it does, you can allow him to sit inside the secret grade and how to wash it off. Well, you might eat it with the other man, but don't say it's us to eat by itself. The Piskachu over there says, that Simitak Aleph, on there's a cotton dalet, says, why? He sent the Shach by us. Because by us, the Shach says, Dech Lechim is to eat with the other man. Sounds like the Meyuchin of Pass. Why, again, they said in those days, Alach the Kamo, Pas was a staple of life. Alechim yichodim, they ate it constantly. But even as manazer, something is always around. That's one of the main things we eat one with another. It's Passover. Therefore, the base mayor and the chassam sefer and the chavadas, chacham zodim, the chashulchan, they all argue with the taz and say the loch is what this din as we see from the sugyas by pas. The mabsochim, the aflam, the avavos, case of pas. The bat said by pas, the dim yuchin and pas. By chashulchan passed away, the dim yuchin and pas. The staple of life over here. If you said to get over his pas, all the pas of Baba Kisnin. What's that case over here? That means if you eat the mount the pas of Baba Kisnin, the Shiva Suda, loch is you have to do the daim, mitzi, you have to bench. But why not you cake? Come over there, and point out the main raya is Marit. Marit is the person who might bring down, and the Chokhmah on or Choshukhah said to them, you can pass, yet they still bring down Marit. Why is it more to have cake? Because not that to eat with the other men. That means the Marit case, the Marit, you have no raya, which way hold, maybe I like the Taz. But those who bring down Marit and also say it's Miuchin Pass, how can they do that? Marit's a disgusting case of cake. You see that Loch is Pass and anything in that category of Pass, even a Pass of Baba Kisnin, has the same exact Loch over here. Now, in Piska Tshuva, Sikon Aleph, he sends you to a Tzemach Tzedek. A very important Tzemach Tzedek, he says, Ein Tanat, Nachlat Tzvi, his own Pirsch, which says on the page, the Piska Tshuva. And he's marach what the Tzemach Tzedek said. And he goes on and give it back and take it back to Tzemach Tzedek. Now that means the Tzemach Tzedek, the first Chabur there, we learned the Sibahati, we saw the Tzemach Tzedek. And the last Chabur in the Sibahati, we on Tzemach Tzedek. There's probably the two most famous Tzemach Tzedeks. Tzemach Tzedek says like this. Again, on the page, Nachlat Tzvi explains the Barichas. When people used to buy wine, there are two types of wine. There's red wine and there's white wine. When a person has white wine, it should look very nice, clear, pleasing to the eye. Let's say it's a bad crop, and any love of mamish with soul is not clear, not nice, not pleasing to the eye, then you have a hard time selling it. So what is the eitzah, what's the skula? Says Tzemach Tzedek, you mix inside either chol behema, milk, and you mix inside the chol chito, juice or flour. Mix the two together. They take this mixture, pour inside the wine, now the wine looks great. Wonderful wine over here, soul, yang lovin, no problem. The shala is, can you put inside of it milk from behemah? Can you put milk inside from mechit over here? One mitzvah milchix, one mitzvah chametz pesach. Two separate questions. So the Tzemach Tzedek addresses both of them. Number one, he says to make it milchix. He says you have a chash, you might drink it with fleishix. Wine goes very good with fleishix. And he said just like it's also to make milchik a bread, it's also make it milchik a wine. Aleph. Elamai, tell me the amount of milk you're putting inside the bottom of shishim. Mivatul sanchila, mivatul solir. And just like he says, also mivatul oifes through abonin inside milk. But it is also the mivatul milk inside the same idea inside this wine over here. That's the second thing. Then he jumps to the case of Pesach. Mitzad Pesach, he says, chol chita inside. You buy a mitzad, you might drink on Pesach. I don't drink wine on Pesach. So how can you have it all year round? Elamai says, secondly, mivatul. Number one, I mean, we've got to Void, maybe a mash is left behind over here, it's not as our world, you're by your comments. I can be kisser as Shuvah. I kind of bring this the tshuva now from his figures to his ideas over here, and I'm going to go back and forth. Is this thing correct or not? Say we have the Pesach tshuva, the Nachas Yisrael says it over. First of all, get involved. He be mivakel iser. Is it iser? Shikil ma'aser is also with milk over here. Over here it's cholov. Is it really a case of an iser here? Second, the Magavram Mishavu, when they bring it down, and it goes Pesach, you mischavim to mivakel iser. You mischavim into it to make it white, to make it clear. It's whole. And get involved to the sugya that we discussed by Riches twice, I think. They get to Ein Mischavim. Do you have a heter when you come on this not mivakel iser? You want this with double study over here. Void. The idea that they point out, you want to tell me if they get milk inside, maybe the iser of having flesh and bread is not for my pass, said Nachlasvi. It's not a gate having wine. We just said the Musakham say the Muchalim pass. And therefore he does want to say over here the Nachlasvi. He would want Tanya, if it's up to him, he would echnami sell this wine with the milk inside, a gigas shall shaker, vats of beer, so they won't be using a Pesach. There's no problem with that possible cholov. So Pesach, no use of Pesach. It does go on further to other problems. He quotes Minchas Yaakov. What happened to Chesh Mishnah? I know. Davis Das. People think over here, you got good wine. They put inside of it milk inside. They put inside of it cholchito. He says it's not Davis Das. That was a minik. That's a minik. Not Davis Das over here.
How do
you think you're possible cholov? He says there is shishim. They don't want to mevatel over here. What's the problem? Two different things. No more, he said, not Isser. You have no kavanah.
You have to let them know.
You have to let them know. That's a derech. You have to let people know. That's a derech. That's a derech. Everyone knows a bad cop. You have to ask me if I did that. That's a derech.
Even though you know you're
going to
eat it,
the
word
of
gossip, it's not
going to be a derech. No, he said, Bakalisser. Now he took after Bakalisser, no Isser over here, and you're not much coming. No problem. Well, you want to say, okay, three things. You can pass, if we don't care about wine. Even if not the way, you have no kavanah of battle. And also, there is no answer. He has three different points, he says. Get about I, immediate chazusa, for looks, mice and not mavotel. Get a mitchazyakas problem. So, first of all, the idea of mitchazusa is not mavotel, the mavucha by the shach, sim kuf gimel, not that simple. He wants pastel's mutter. Oh, he says, devzagar, devot's mutter. So, the end of the last line, he says, lulu mustafino, I say, vada, it's mutter to the skulo, propagate the hefsebubo. Want to matter it. Go to our sugya. Focus on the game towards to us. I mean, Tzedek is saying over here, there's a chumro of pas and a case of yain. So it sounds like, and the place we're bringing down the Tzemach Tzedek, it sounds like they read this right over here, there's a chumro of la dafka pas, yain and other stuff also. Come on, Mechaz Yaakov, he wants a title. No. He said over here, even those who are machma yain, they were machma two things, pas and yain. Why yain? Because that's what they drink in those days. But that's what they have the meat over there. Yain, we have a chumro. Then we don't know right to spices and other stuff and other machalim, mashed potatoes and spaghetti. We know what? We know the halacha by pas and yain. Pas is what everyone ate, and yain is what everyone drank, especially in case they get to meet over here. Dim yuchel yain. So it comes out to answer the seven of tzedek by yain, you have two ways of answering it. Either it's dim yuchel or some yain, or echnami says nachas three and the chsam sefer. The halacha shulchan, they won't argue the seven of tzedek for that reason. Dafka pas and yain. Two ways to address this. That means it comes out. Agam, they do point out, is brought down by the Tzemach Tzedek, by the Mog of Rom, Mishnah Buna, Chos Pesach. But they're not agreeing the Tzemach Tzedek, they get to Yain, that is a milk of bread. They like milk of bread, they agree, they're discussing Pesach Sugya. That means, even if we done a Pesach, they have a different Sugya they're discussing. They're bringing inside, how to have Chita inside. So there's no right from those Pesachim. Right from these Pesachim, say, no, it's the Mishnah Buna Yain over here. Once it comes out, the ik of the person says in past, some say maybe dafku also yain mavucha, and some even basically wants to answer, say even a case of water, which again they show the students of person that sound that way. But again, we hold a lot of the ik of case in past. A fifth shiloh, when a person makes it, that's what his case is also. You can make challah in the oven, the flesh oven. You cannot make the dough with milk inside. What happens? It's made already, and afterwards, let's say milk fell on top of bread. Okay, milk, so we have milk afterwards. After it's baked, bought from the store, 2 days later, it's refrigerated in the bread, some milk spilled on top of it. Is there an iser afterwards? So, first, Kamal Chavadas, and he actually discusses over here, and he wants a tiny bread has become over here, has cracks over here, different indicates a tiny in the fourth inside. He gets involved, how to bottle is a 1620, what's the sugar to get to become? I mean, he's saying even after the bread is made, you might see an iser. Even though the Gemara's case is making it, even afterwards, The Chashuk Lomansi wants to argue the point of no, the Gemara discuss only the situation of making the bread. He says, Fahari with Dorish Lefenenu, there was caution to go against him. He says, Yapi Machba, but not Yapi Machba too much. Meister by the Shulchan said, I'll bring you wine, it's also the case in Seven Tzedek. Over there, they already made the wine. You want to make it clear over here. He says, Meister, to add in this Cholov, I'm discussing, is in Mutter, it's not a sick of having milk and bread over here. So even after it's made, we have an issue over here to still make milk and bread. Afshad HaShani, those who want to disagree, there's a Belsky has a tshuva about, before, in his safe, he wants to be made called Taina, look at the Makar. We have no Makar. I took him to the Chavadas that says that look is that once made, that it could make it milk, it's no issue. In most cases, it's very clear in the oven, we're making the dough here. They want to argue the point. To understand this, take two couches. We have a sugya in Sim Peites and Sim Tzadik Aleph. For Sim Peites, you have a sugya where they have shura passed by the sugya, by the sudum. That means leftover bread from flesh and meal. Halacha is the person cannot eat it together with milk. So the question over here is, how can you eat it by itself? Okay, with flesh over here. So you could say, Yesh L'chalek, who says a touch? That would be like a gzera l'gzera. Say even more, Sim Tzadik Aleph, halacha over there is, when it's touched, Yesh L'chalek, not touched. When it's touched, you're buying up eating it with the other men, you only eat it with this man. Maisa, wonder how in the world can you eat it by itself? How can you do it with the same man? Maisa, fleshing bread. So, Kura, there are different ways of answering. Those want Taino, or Berkowitz want Taino, he wants to say the look is, there's no issue of having milk and fleshing after it's made already. Now, the Chavdas, he wants to argue how certain some want to go, and once it's made already, it's not a problem. Another way of answering it, the way how the Brazil Orbach wants to answer, the Sivas Altam wants to answer, Mat, left out the Sito. Case Tadikal, case of Ma'at. By the third way of answering, the Lakish term, but then I also want to answer, you put a hecker there. You get the sugar with Tura. Kane Tura, Ashina Tura, and Meister works. Come on, about a short one points out the court, all three is very sure. Number one, he addresses all three as these eights. He says, the fact to say after it's baked, yet you have no Isser, again, you have a Chavasnas. You have a Chavasnas. Our Chushul says to be Machmo here. The place can make it a nice and Machmo. The fact you want to say ma'at, actually a little sugi ma'at we'll get to, sugi ma'at you have to eat it miyad, you have to eat it that day, next day. You can't keep it around. That means you chal left over your flesh meal, or touch cheesy. Everyone says not sugi, 2 days later the ma'at is also. Should be also here. 3 days later, and it has to also be a fact of ma'at, you said there's a case of ma'at.
That's making lechatzilah, but you didn't have the food.
What?
That sugi is when you're making lechatzilah, you have to make ma'at.
But that's it. They want time. This is the heter. What's the heter? We have ma'at. Ma'at is.
You have ma'at.
That's what
we're speaking
with. Where's Nina Makar for that? You can't. Makar cannot be with the Olbach. You can't have a little bit earlier. If I said that to you, like you left me, where's the Makar? I'm asking back to you. You have to, that's what I'm saying. You have no Makar for that. You need the clump of ma'at. It's not the clump of ma'at. Voidi says the fact that you have to have a simon, we'll get to the sugya of simon. The bigger the place, you say you have to make the simon making the dough. You can't make the simon after you have the dough, after you make the bread. You can have the bread and then they'll put a pedicle and a stick on. After when you make it, it has to be built when you make it over here. What? Fine, but it came also now. When you put the simon an hour or two later, you have no after that. When you put on the simon, you have it left, it's touched it. Maisi ends up talking with the Ladino. He has a kasher. He doesn't clearly answer. And these two words from the fact that everyone has their own interesting turret and address it sounds like there's nothing clear over here. One Maisi is mortar. So we'll leave it as a kasher. He left as a kasher. So these are, because again, the five column. Go to the eights now of how to deal with it. First, we want to bring down the hat of Kain Turo. But first, we pass in the head of Kain Turo, they point out it is missing from certain Rishonim. Shulton's not bringing it down, Sefer Shumot, Nasagdolu, it's Gaius, not bringing it down. However, it is brought down by the big three, by the Rambam, by the Rif, by the Rosh, they bring down the Salochon, and afterwards, the Rishonim bring down the head of Kain Turo. Rajbo, Balitir, Ben Yerucham, Smak, Turo, they bring it down. What is the head of Kain Turo? It's among the Rishonim of two Malachim. Very Rashi's on the Sugur, Ben Echnalim, and Ma'at, a little bit. But that way, you must be showing him the smack, rim, and kach. A second mouth among the Rishonim, the big three, the Rif, Ram, and the Rosh, is Shinei Tzura. It has a different design, different Tzura to it. That's the Rash, but others bring it down. We the Beisei, so brings down Mario, the Chumas Sedeshim, and says the Meis of both Emes. Not a problem to hold both of them being true over here. But both a hacker or a reason not to lead to the problem of Hergel Avera. Mat will lead to a case of Hergel Avera, and Shinshu will not lead to a case of protection from Hergel Avera. And therefore, looking at the Baal Itta, the Torah, the Ben Erucham, the Maestro, all bring down both Peshatim over here. There are no problem bringing down both Peshatim. So once we have both Peshatim, both put down the local Maestro, we have to explain together of each Peshat over here. First, again to Mat, Rashi Malach, what is the definition of Ma'at? So the Pimgana points out to me the Mechaber and Hamor, and clearly Hamor and Teres Chata, two different Mechaber what together Ma'at is. The words of the Mechaber is Kdei Achila Bavas Achas, the amount to eat in one meal. One meal. The Benishchai, the Kavachai, the Ring down the Gedda is over here is one meal. Instead of sharing the Hamor, including Teres Chata, says the Gedda is what? One day. Not a person would eat in one day, they point out, it's brought down by the Hamor, Shabbos. In case you eat in one day, that means on Shabbos, you have three meals. And now the person will eat Friday night, Shabbos morning, when Shalosh Shudas, that's Nichol Gedda of Ma'at. If they Ashkenaz, the Chavdas, or Chashulchan, they go in the Gedda over here of Ma'at. Is what? Is one day, not one meal. Rav Machlokes, Sfat say one meal, and Ashkenaz says one day. Building upon the Gedda of one day, that means number one, Yontif, Shabbos is one day, Yontif was one day, two meals. That means Shabbos had the amount of bread they gave to Shabbos, three meals. And the other thing, the Gedda would be the Gedda to two meals. What? One day. They point out, let's say 2 days Yontif. Does it mean Yontif per se, 2 days together and four meals? Or is it in the case of two meals? So the Nefesh Chaya, according to the Dr. Shuma, says it means one day, not more than that. That means the Gedda only what? Two suitors, not four suitors. Therefore, let's say a person makes for Shuas. Erishuas, he makes chalas enough for 2 days. All the milchiks, all the chalas are also. All the chalas. Not means you can eat it for the first day, not the second day. All the chalas are also. Therefore, Lamon means to make the chalas for Shuas. You said we have two cases, Shabbos and Shuas. Okay, Shuas means making for the first day. I had to make chalas to eat milchiks and Shuas. So everyone knows, take out the Ramon and Simon Tov Sakdal. His words are, Noyim Chomo comes to Echel Machalachov, Beyim Rishon Shul Shuas. Right, the minute of eating milk is only the first day. I know in America, people choose by themselves on the second day, but on the minute clients will have on the first day. Yerusha. And therefore, it comes out that sometimes people make challahs, milk is once, everyone knows I'm only allowed to do that, they call it shuas. That's on the mouth for only one day, not for 2 days. I once walked into my house, and a wonderful smell over there. Actually, some kids were eating some challah, full that tastes delicious over there. And they asked my high, I said, yeah, put butter inside. And I said, the mouth they over there. And I told them, I'll throw it out. Thought all that. I didn't get a good feedback from it, so they called every rabbi they could think of, and each one agreed with me. They're surprised when I said they have to throw it out. Tell me they have to maybe leave it to your mouth and cash the ovens, you know, throw a chip at them because they're bothering me. And then they might have made tons of it. I felt very bad for them. And every year, sure, I remember. I know we made so much challahs. We don't. And even they walk in and they make challahs. No white tatty, no milk inside, no milk inside. We'll get to that, maybe. We'll get to that if you have to cash the oven. We'll get to it. We'll see. Not that simple. Not that simple. It was they liked his good taste. With tons of butter inside. My kids would make it with adults there also. Second thing is now is, third thing, let's finish the definition of Ma'at again. Number one, Ma'at is one day. Second, the idea of one day means we get Shabbos three meals, Yom Tov two meals, but it means again only one day, not 2 days Yom Tov. Number three, when it says Ma'at, let's say you have a lot of people buy a meal. So we have 50 people, so we have 2 people. So our Shulchan together is one day. Okay, how many people do we have? 50 people? That's Ma'at. That's 2 people? That's Ma'at. I mean, Ma'at is relative to the situation you have. Why? Because of the Hergel Avera. But one day it would be Seder. V'oid speaks out of the Chumash in Daniel, the Gedda according to Rashi is only Sudar Kroivo. Only the next day. I mean, a person wants to make Shabbos, Chalas, Erev Shabbos, like it's washed down in the Rishon Beis, Kavod Shabbos with Shumon, Ma'at is Mutter. You make it on Thursday, it's also, because not the next day. The Baal Shulchan himself even has a hard question, why the next day, why not that day? And Yom Tov Michalas on that day, but actually he says, the next day, yes. But 2 days later, that's also. That's not the Etom Ma'at. The Etom Ma'at is what you eat it right away. Miyad, you can eat it right away. What's the Rashi in the Sugya? Le'echol Miyad. What if the guests don't show up? Can you say that? In Shikshanu, yeah. Food for thought.
Could you invite guests later?
What?
Yes.
So they do discuss if you make it be'isser and it was also ready, they speak to people going, can I be mechal to numerous people? Be ma'at. Not a question.
can I, it was also Betzim, but I pretend to retroactively make an acacia smart. Said the Prima Gordon and the Chavdaz, when the Neil Maisi can't. So I said, once it's ulcer, it's ulcer. In your case, no, your case, I'm not sure. You can't, once it's ulcer, you have no right to retroactively make an acacia smart. That means first, what does he get him out? Number one, it's one day. Number two, it means the amount for that meal. Number three, it means the Suda Kroivo. And the, number four, there's no chicken once he made a bit Israeli. The second you say, have a case, Tiro, we pass Kashinet Tiro, has a different form over here. So, when it's a different form, where's the different form? Can it be in one place in the Chalo, or have to be in the whole entire place in the Chalo? It speaks out the Gilam Hashan on the page, you want to tell you that Dafka, the whole entire Tiro is different. Well, what happens? You only have one place in the Chalo, you make a little mark in one place, you'll eat that place. And then you have a Bayah, then the next place is not a similar here. There was one time in the whole entire Chalo. Others, Maisa, the Biasodom, Maisa, the Chudinil, Maisa, they want to make a little, it's nine that you leave over the mark. That means everyone agrees that the mark cannot disappear. That means the problem is by the Gilma Shah, what happens? You're going to eat the mark, you have no simon anymore. So either he wants a mark when it has to be seen in the whole time zero, or the Gilma Chai Odom, he wants a tiny fair carrot, but the Shukal passes away as long as you leave over the mark, the mice and smoter. Now, they speak out, mentioned before, when you make this Shina the Tzura, is it the Bishas of Fiyah Dafka, or even after you do that Fiyah Bimotar? So again, come on with Pesach Shiva, it brings in the Chavdas, says the Loch is Dafka making the Shina in the baking Bishas Maisa, made the mark in the thing itself. Making it afterwards, there's no ticket. One thing is also the Maisa, it's also. Very important, you said over here, the ticket only works Bishas of Fiyah. That's how, what all this one go that way. If so, the question is, can you have a bag that's being sold by stores over here? And say it has a similar type of chalavi. The bag of mice work over here. So come on the shiva kosi, you want to tell it if you really prepare the bags beforehand, sit upon a chalavi, as even if you wrap up inside of it, that would be nichal get a hacker. Mice is a chiddush. Parsha doesn't need a hacker and the gufa dover and the thing itself, you take the bag off, the similar mice went away over here. So how can mice can be made in this situation? Therefore the Moshel and Abelski, the Stern, the Orbach, mice they want to ask and say it has to be a built in hacker over here. Not to double study, can put up a sign over here, can put inside a bag over here, that's been the Guvat over. Well, sorry. Oh, well, they baked it in.
They baked it in? I don't know.
No, it's a liquid, it's like water.
I'm not sure what case you're referring to.
No, that's
not what I'm thinking. Maybe we'll get a different case over here. I'm not sure what. It depends on the different case to discuss. Another point before we get to cases is, let's say you plan to go sell it. You get to Mechira, then we case to get selling it. But let's say you came also already. Came also. You did not make Ma'at, did not do Shias Tzirok. You go sell it to Goy. So, the Maisi, come over, or Chaim Kodesh, it's not a big example here. Maisi, you can go sell it to Goy. I might sell it back to you. That's the Shash over here. Well, you're a sex faker. Maybe the Maisi, he won't sell it back to you. And if he does sell it back to you, maybe he might, you won't eat with the other middle here. So, not to be Chashish. It sounds like maybe it's exer, should be also here. This vet arch says, no, you cannot sell to guy unless you cut it into pieces. Otherwise, he might sell it back to you. They point out Bizmanazah, Mice said, no, Bizmanazah is going to buy things from a guy without a shkochel. But since Bizmanazah did not shash come to buy back from you, buy back from them, the other workers in the Mice, you can sell to a guy Bizmanazah, pass by this also. No isano to it, it's achilo. Knasamit. But no isano, therefore you can't go sell to a guy. A second very important thing to get to Mechira, first there's a Shina on the Tzira. It looks very different over here. Can you go sell it to now a Yisrael? Shina to Maisa works. The standard case is what? Making my own bread and making a different shape over here, making a special design over here. Come on with Marit, go down by the Pesach Tshuva. Says the fact that you made a Shina Tzira, but you're selling it, they don't know what the Shina Tzira means. They just see a circle over here, they see a triangle over here. So, I think I made it with a square. You made a circle. The fact they do not know, different not nichel in the head of hacker. Aleph. Boys to the Chavadas, even if you go tell them, let's be chayshish, so you won't tell them. But forget to go tell them. Different the person can say, Shinet Tzur does not work on the Yisrael Negev to Mechira, because maybe you don't know, and they'll forget to go tell them. They do point out, if that's the problem, so for you have two eights over here. One is the Bignav and Biyashiv. Let's say you put it on the bag over here. And on the bag says Chalavi. So you're not going to go forget to tell them. It's a big blue letters, Chalavi. Or a big red letters, Basari. So you're telling them, this shape over here, a little bit different. Why? That's what it is over here. So therefore, if so, selling it to the Shia Tzura, according to the story, you might forget, you won't forget. Another ace of the Yad that says, you do a case of a Shina, Yashina Gomer, and everyone knows about it, everybody knows about it, that's a Shina wheel, my should be motor. The only reason why, because you know, who says he knows, everyone knows, my should be motor. To go through different cases over here, to bring out the local, the points and problems and issues. First thing is, one of the things they discuss mainly in America is something called Tamish English muffins. Most Americans here know that is. Others, I'm sorry. Imagine Tamish English muffins are basically muffins that has butter inside. And they sell it with the OU, but it says OUD. That time it's bread, they sell it with the OUD. It's not cake, it's made to advertise Tamish muffins with eggs and ham for breakfast, or they advertise it to have butter inside for breakfast. It's not a cake. It's made to have food inside, like the ham or butter. That's advertisements. I mean, it's Plachix and Melix. That's advertisement. The question is, it used to be more than 40 years ago, Tamish English muffins was only Melix. But now, past 40 years already, they already had powerful ones and Melix ones. So there's no more the heter of a Sheen that everyone knows than the heter. Cool, you don't even everyone knows Melix. It's not true. Half Melix, half a powerful. And so the question is, how can you sell something, Melix like bread, saying OUD on it? Oh my, tell me, so that's the number one you'll ever have to Oshin Yitzhiro. It's not a head of Mark, they point out, it's sold in the package, so 6 or 8 or 12. It's not Mark over here. So what does he say to the Heter? Come with the OU, they ask a question, they have a couple of chubas about why is Bottle Meshishim? Milk is Bottle Meshishim. So then the Shaila is, if it's Bottle Meshishim, so therefore, can you replace it? So, we have Shechter roll back, no. If you eat with fleishiks, that means mevatel is l'chila to eat with fleishiks. So it's enough to take away the baya of having milk and bread, because Baltimore Shishim. But if you did eat with fleishiks, you mevatel is l'chila. Therefore, we put on it OUD. Now, maybe can I personally buy the eat with fleishiks once I know this halacha is a good question. Maybe I can buy it now with fleishiks. But they put on OUD to everyone with milk. Why? Because if they did it, the Ashkocha, the company telling us putting butter inside, and if they did it, why? For you to go buy to eat with fleishiks, with Mavata Lisser. And the mind, they put an OUD, but that's the bottom of the Shisha. That's the head of the OU. So, Rabelski, there, writes a Shiva back to Rav Shechter. These are two fleishkim, or three fleishkim of the OU. He mentions, says, very nice in Cheshbon Shavai, the fact that his words are, you didn't defend those who scream against the OU. What's the problem? It's bread that says OUD. How can you have bread that says Melix? At the end of the day, you're right, you have a very nice cheshbon halacha. But it looks terrible. We have Pas Chelavi, they sang his mutter. How can you have a such a thing over here? So nice, it seemed that he lost that in how to decide what to do with Tom Sheba's muffins. You know the way that OU works? There's Rav Ganach, Rebelski of Shakhtar, 2 verse 3, they went out. They tied it, it's a very nice husband, but at the end of the day, how can you do it? OUD, flesh, milk and bread, how can you do it? Fine, Shiloh. Take another case. People will heat up the challahs on Shabbos, top of their crock pot, top of their chulent. And what happens, it's now being belayah inside your challah. A case of klipo. The question over here is, can a person now, if the derech to have the chalas be left over, not a case of mat, is not a shenit tzur over here, can he have the chalas on the Shabbos meal? But the fleishiks. I mean, if you hold, like the chavadas, they say this to make fleish bread even after it's baked, will be osur. Can he heat up your chalas? That means one rabbi told me, yes, you can eat up the challah raw because you pass it like the loch is. You cannot make fleishiks after it was already baked. You could make fleishiks after it was already baked. Good. How would those go? Like chavdas, like Roshon said, be choshish for it. Everybody shouldn't go this way. It was a friend to go this way. The chur was your heter to make fleishik bread. So it could be when it's ma'at, again, you have no problem. You eat that meal. When on Shabbos. If it's not ma'at, the chur, you have a big problem. So still one safer, Rishis Dakri, is like Hanami. Yeah, but still full in between. Make sure it's actually clean. Rishis Dakri. Fine. So otherwise you're about, yeah, I'm making fleshy bread over here. What? So it's the size of the kasher. You can have to make. Now, if you put it your bread on top of the glass cover, you can have all the glass layer. I think anyway, in the glass cover, there's a handle is not glass. And a lot of them even taste the bread. They taste it like it's fleishiks. People ask me, though, that they heat up the challah on Shabbos and they want to make cheese afterwards. What Shabbos on top of the challah? What guy actually did it? He asked, I said, how do you even heat it up on Shabbos? How do you have to even eat it on Shabbos? Well, I thought those are possible. Once you're ready, bacon can do it. Bacon, I think, most of them, my son, or a lot of them, is also here.
It's usually not.
You
have challah for the meal.
The reason I get the question after Shabbos, what happened to my challah, is I heat it off.
If you left over, it becomes those.
And that's it. He tells me he does it all the time. You know, that's what people do. If you take a vote around the room over here, how many fish the whole challah?
You prepare exactly what you eat.
You always have leftover, right? Exactly. You just said it's not mad. Because everyone has, remember the meal, but everyone has leftovers, right? Now, what's the vice person who made this challah? And let's say heat up the challah that became also on top of your crack pot, on top of your chulo pot, that's on top of the black. So now the challah, let's say, is also. So now the lid is also also. Or my kids who, or my family, might have made challahs. And they made it inside the milk oven, they made 20 challahs there for the covered shuas. And my side, I tell them all the challahs. Do you have to cash the oven? Do you have to cash the oven? So, what are you talking about? So how many people do you want me to list that says you have to cash it?
Why?
Because it's trafe. Trafe, it's also to eat, it's trafe. You cannot eat it by itself. It's an anachnas, it's trafe.
It can't be worse than milking.
It's trafe, it's chaza trafe, you can't eat it.
You can't eat that because you can't eat it.
No, so you can't, it's trafe. That means now you have police of trafe. Now you have police, they have police. Would you cook, again, police?
You can't eat it.
Is it also, is the tam also?
No,
can let's say this challah.
I think so.
Tam the also, nice tam the also. It's tam also.
Is
it? Yeah, is it? That's the question. Do you have any rice? You have any rice? It's tam also.
It can't be worse than milk.
It's strafe. It is worse than milk. Let's eat this. You can't eat
it.
But it's a
milk.
Why is it trace? The Gemara says that milk and bread can't each eat by itself. The Prophet says, I feel the bad they can't eat it. So that's trace. What?
He's asking, is
trace? But my tell me in this case, you might say, I mean, the pan that was inside, it's a problem. It doesn't go inside. Or the pot, okay, you're getting around the question, good rub. But in the Sukkish way, is it trafe or not? So my say, I see it's a boom of among the Achoyim, is it trafe or not? Those who want Taino, Ramosha Shapiro wants Taino, Sapiro, however we pronounce it. The my say, Ramosha, we want Taino, my say, it's water. Fine. And Rebelski wants to go this way, and we have Chaim Knievsky, he wants to go this way, and then it's out of Strobach. I said, "Shein knows what title. What mean? And they straight, and therefore it's brought down. The Moshe Klein wants to go this way, and a Floshimer from Lakewood, the XT wants to go this way. The Friedman from Klein over here. Mice among this farm, it seems to be almost a shuffle of what the law is exactly, if it's straight or not. How do you look upon it? The gate oven. Now, the gate oven is per se correct. You have to put the roof over here, say it burnt out, and the Zayo, if there's no Zayo ovens, I'll be much more lecture in the oven." Much more like there, I think maybe people talk about making high and putting it out. It's not much more of a sweat you make over here. But in the day, it's a good question what the love is. Is it trafe or not trafe? Take another case over here. Purim is coming up. Can you make a nice homin tashim than a milchers? So this cause, first, all year round, what do you do with a nice homin? You eat them with most a coffee if you eat them. Right? You don't have them with flashiks at all. But on Purim per se, where are they served? On the Purim table. On the Purim table, that's everything ends up being on Purim. On the Purim table, the look is, even though it's put up also. It's simple there. So, come on, we actually want to title the homotash of Purim before you have a baya making them milchiks. You're probably here. I can make them a shash korv, the person that can eat them. You make them part of the society, make them milk, put you a baya, a cholpach, the slash boy of the Issev Hagelavera. So, on Purim, we'll have a baya over here. They could say maybe one day does not define the Matthias. So maybe now is it technical, or now it's also no is it technically. Well, of course, certainly the slave shabbat is there, as he said of Hergel Aver, Nivra should not help to have them unless you have a case of Hecker, making Mucha differently over here. What? The people make the dough. Filling is usually either pass the either jelly or the black stuff or the dough. He makes the dough. The dough. No. The Matisse is going to eat. People will fill the table or have their mouth. People will eat them with flesh. It's all eat together. The people eat everything. Oh, the pork, everything goes.
Why do you
eat
at the same time?
They're
just eating it together.
What do you mean by bread? Bread,
eat it with
the meat.
Pork, eat everything together.
If
you drink enough, everything happens.
What?
I have seen a year or two ago, before, I went to someone's house and they were very proud, showing me the Hamantash. I'm like, oh, very nice, okay, I didn't come to get this. So, you know, cop, you know. They put meat inside, stuffing of meat. So I right away said, this is on Tanya says, I told Mukhura, I saw the mount they made over here, and I saw what they're doing it. I saw the suit over here, and for Shalas Monas. So I couldn't tell, and then I could not tell. And then they posted it, and they can people tell who it is? People can tell who it was. And I said, it's awesome. No. You saw it. You couldn't tell. I could not tell, and I challenged people, and I ran around. I could not tell. They put a special dough, they got a special scruffle, another part of the dough. Put it aside. You got a special dough, especially for America, when they made this hamantash over here. The lavish with meat inside looked exactly the same thing over here. And people blown away. They're blown away. That's a problem. And I asked it. They said, can't serve it, and you can't have it. And then they went to other opponents, and they said, ideas as far as back. And I kept pushing every rub. What are you talking about? No, you explain what they're talking about, to matter it. As far as I understood, there was no heter. As far as I remember, they didn't. A lot of people didn't eat because of that. Some did. My eye. My sense of problem. It's mamish. It's you eat hamantash with milk. That's what you do. No, they baked it. They bought dough. They put it inside. They baked it inside. They baked it inside. It was amazing. It was. It's amazingly awesome.
She's careful on meat traps.
Oh, so we got crapples. We eat it. What do we eat with cheese? Crapples with cheese. I've never seen crapples with cheese. Sorry.
What did it look like?
No, look at the chocolate one. The not chocolate one, the other one.
Yeah. So no one's eating that.
It's not a problem. That's what it is. Separate to each one. So now, first, you see the cheese all over the place. You see the cheese in the whole tray. It's full of cheese. But my next case is Sifkoniot. Now, the Gator donuts over here, there are two types of donuts. One has jelly inside, one has caramel inside. Caramel, Maisa, is milchix. So Maisa, can you make Sifkoniot that are milchix? That's a question. For Maisa, we have Maria, because her sugar brings down. Not the direct eater with the other men, which of course should not be a problem. If the ick of the place contains, it's not a problem. You go to the Chalmas, around Chanukah time, and see all the milk at once, have a little flag inside, from a dad to say, Chalavi. So what they're doing it for, so that says very clearly, Halacha, it's mutter. There's no problem, do not need a hecker. Why are we being practical? Gotta tell people it's Chalavi. That means they say, not because it's not Halacha, we're wearing this for that for other. We go to Marit, we go to the bicycle here. They write. They say, why? Be practical. Well, afterwards, we have a bunch of reasons. But even though the sermon was a very full, no six of not. I got a little bit to argue the point, but before that's at least saying Shabbat. So the main problem I see is the case of brekkas. The brekkas, like I said, two types of the market. There's the ones with the potatoes inside, it's called Chatama. And there's the ones that have cheese inside that are, you know. The difference between one and the other, when you buy them, one is rectangle, one is triangle. The triangle is the one with cheese inside, the rectangle is the one with the book at the mouth. Now, the question is, the direct to eat these dishes are to eat the side of milk and side of fleshings. That's simple. Now, the fact that there's shinit sura when you sell it, is there a heter? Again, we said before, that's because Shua bought down Malrit. A shinit sura for selling for the tzibur does not work. It does not work. Elamai, you tell me, well, they're having a box over there. It says very clear on the bags, but my son says it with Chalavi. So you go through those bakeries, like the club over here and other ones, they sell it open. Even those that are in boxes might say that they get open against under the table over there. So I'm not sure why exactly it helps that Yisraelite way. Elamai can tell me, to Yisraelites, either the Yad, who's the Orphan Shulchan, the Orphan Shulchan said everyone knows before it's Makol. Or the Yad Yudah says, it's a Shinoi, with a case over there that's before it's Makol, Shinoi Gomer. That's the fourth time, either the same for Chai Aaron or Baipa Kashosri. I'll tell you the truth. I never knew why one is rectangle and one is triangle until I learned the Sigur. And I bet a bunch of people in this room never knew that why is one rectangle until one triangle until they learned the Sigur. A bunch of Americans never knew, and even this my kids, and they even my Israeli kids did not even see them. People did not know. That means you go to Chava, they have it in triangle, and there are Americans that buy there, and they have no idea that this triangle means cheese. I mean, as just Israelis that some of them don't know. But the Americans don't know till some point down the lens of circular. They mamash don't know. So how in the world can you come and tell me that there's a heter? Now this is a kid in day one tiny thing. You cut open, you see the cheese inside. It's not like you've been nicked beforehand. So I really have a hard time of these triangle cheeses, Berekas, or the Montefiore, that, again, I'm sure the people right now in the room just found out it's triangle, that's why. Because there's cheese inside. What? Kukasha. The ovens again, those ovens I'm sure have no zay inside. It's burned out, it's so hot over there. Right, it's not a shiloh. But it's a great question. I see the Swarm discuss it. The Terutzim, they say the box was before Smakol. The Metzias, it's not before Smakol. Go around to the mirror, go to Beis Yishayah, and go ask.
Yeah, but you see the cheese.
There's no chums over here. What do you think the Americans are eating? They're eating lunch in Yeshiva. Come on, where are they going? They're going to Chumas. They buy what is there. They don't know that triangle's a hacker. I mean, they might know that, oh, there's a militant. It's in the sign of the militant. But they don't know that the reason why it's triangle's a hacker. I had no idea. I lived in that some 15 years till I know this again. Maybe 10 years. Did that, oh, I smell the tubers. Oh, that's why. Good to know. Did you know before you learned the circuit? How many people knew that already?
The potato ones, you can see, there's a potato. The
potato ones, you can see, the inside. Okay. But the cheese has to be thicker. You know, they're clearing out here. No, it's not from this. No. After you eat it. It sounds like the case of Nick and Marit, when you see the cheese on top, the balls on top. I still won't say when you cut open and see it, but it sounds like no, after you Nick on top. When you see it, oh, it's a milk. We see it wrecking the triangle. The first time, when I say triangle, I go somewhere else, the milk is so powerful. I ask that question. The guy's like, it's triangle, like so. Like, some people know, some people don't know.
There's a nicker that
something
inside. What? There's a nicker
that
something inside.
So?
So check out what it is.
Nicker means it's milk. I don't see it.
A bread, you don't know what it's made with, but it's, you know something inside. Look what it is.
Okay, I always thought it was potatoes, so there's so many cheese ones around. Okay, first the cheese ones.
You knew the cheese.
But after I ate it. But there was anything else there.
So you can know right away.
If I can know where I don't see that being after. Let's see on the page, my rich, I won't see that being after. Anytime you have a lot, you put butter inside, my challah, my kid made the challah, you taste the butter. You have it because you taste the butter. So now you said, you just told me you can taste it and take a bite.
So you open it up, you see this cheese.
People take a bite and eat. There's no, right now, there's no answer there. Fine. My Zakan, Simitar Zain, we are now two weeks of Chazorah. I can't stress how important the Chazorah the Maisa is over here. This is a time that we do acquire Basel Cholov. Until now, you're learning. This is the acquisition over here. That means you have 2 weeks. That means learning in Yeshiva is barely 35 hours. But also outside Yeshiva, 2-star, 3-star, Banistar, Mashabas, whatever it is, 35 hours, we can get to it over here. Acquiring the Basel Cholov over here. Maisa, the Kishnaka Sigis over here, the very important Sigis over here. Though they point out the hook is over here of Boston Culver, Pezayn, Pechet, Pechet, and Zayn, Zayn. Those four somebody certainly have to know over here. Some of the different are, but even everything in between, this is a heart and soul of Kali, so Boston Culver and Kabbalah Torah because of this. Talk about Zeicho to get clarity on this. Let's go for Apple.